We are on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, the middle of the Taisvis, of the bottom Taisvis. Let us start from the Raya of Rabbeinu Ephraim. It is the Taisvis B'dibur HaMaschel B'shekodem B'silkoi. The kids, we had a machlokes between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam, the concept that what our Gemara says, Chetich Anas and Nevela, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, L'chei Reb Shat, is that the whole Chetich becomes Osar and remains Osar. And therefore, if you want to be Mevatel, the Tam, you have to be Mevatel Keneged the whole Chetich. According to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, Chetich Anas and Nevela means that the Tam that entered the Chetich Shel Heter asks this Chetich, and it can answer just like a Nevela can answer. But you can only answer only the Tam of the Nevela that's Nivla in the Tam of the Chetich Shel Heter asks. You don't have to be mevatel keneged the whole chaticha shel heter, only the time of the nevela that was nichnas in the chaticha shel heter, you have to be mevatel. Rabbeinu Ephraim olav ha-sholem o yemei viraya. He brought a raya miho da'om aloel. The Gemara says before ahu kizese the tarbe the Nofal, the Dikula de Bisra. It was a maise that a sayas of chalev fell into a basket of basa. The Dikula, who sal mole chatichesh shal basa rusach. And the Rabbeinu Ephraim learned that a Dikula is a basket that was full of pieces of hot meat. It was no reitev there. It was only hot meat in the basket. And the reitev drained out through the holes in the basket. Now, there was a chetiche of chalev that fell on one of the pieces of the hot meat. There's a whole shaila. You have to be mevatel. The chetiche of chalev, the kezayis, it says it was kezayis of the tarbe, was the kezayis of chalev that fell. The shaila is how you mevatel the kezayis, if you're mitzarif the doifnei, adikule. Bekitzer, so this, the whole dion of the sugya there is to be mevatel the kezayis. So Rabbeinu Ephraim said, "Veloy omar sheteyosa nevela oisa chaticha shenofel ale kezayis chaylev." So Rabbeinu Ephraim says, "If you hold that there is a concept of chaticha nasa nevela." The whole chetiche becomes also, that's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. So Ibezoi, when the kezayis chalev fell on the first piece of meat, so the first piece of was nice and tam and the first piece of meat, so the whole first piece of meat became mashtik nevela. Altidin chetiche nas nevela was nice and tam and the chetiche. So Mamela, so the Medubar is now not to be Mevatel a Kezayis of Chalev. The Medubar is to be Mevatel al Kaponim, the size of the Chetich of Bosa. And from the Gemara is Mavu, you only have to be Mevatel the Kezayis of Chalev. And that's what he gave Akdomit, speaking about a basket full of hot pieces of meat. I mean, if it be speaking about a pot, So mamela, so it's no problem. So then the kezayis of chelev goes into the whole pot and the shishim, but this is no chaticha nasa nevela, if we can mitzalf the pot. This is no chaticha nasa nevela. There's lachay shishim in the pot. The shavim mitzalf the deifnei kedera. So then it's shalomai, so you don't have a chaticha nasa nevela over there. But if we're speaking about a basket with hot pieces of meat, so the chela fell on one piece of meat, so that one piece of meat became an avail already. So now the meduber is not only on the chaticha, the kizayis of chela, you have one piece of meat that became an avail. The Gemara speaks about a kizayis. That is the raya of the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Yeah? Then it says, the test of Shah Khatiha Shem Bemshish and Kenegat Kula, the Lefisha Ba'is, the Lamisha Tasna Vela Oisa Khatiha Shinofala Kazayas Chalem, the Gemara doesn't say that that Khatiha will become Asa, the test in this Khatiha will Asa Shah Khatihas, Shaim Bemshish and Kenegat Kula, the other Khatihas do not have Shishim Kenegat this Khatiha. Lefisha Boisa Ticha Atma Lehoi Makte Levata La Kezayitz. So Lechayre, so there should be a Dion that you have to now be done with the Chaticha that was Belay at the time of Chayle. And then there'd be no Shaila, so the whole Sal should be also, because you don't have Shishim, Keneged this Chaticha. Ela Mesharina Kezayitz, Wa Meshaya Kezayitz, Bechol HaBosu Shabbosah. So Taisva says this was a raya that Rabbein Ephraim brought, and you don't say that the whole chaticha becomes the veiler. Ve'ein misham raya klal. So Taisva says there's no raya whatsoever. Number one, the dikula haina kalachas uchit the perish hakuntres was the birash nolel. Taisva's tzavot on Rashi's pshat, dikula means a pot with bubbling water, with roitev and everything. So memele if you have shishim, there's no chaticha nasa nevela. Fine. So that's if we say like Rashi. Vafilu im noima the dikula hu sal. Vafilu will say dikula means a sal. We'll say over the grais of the Rishash. Ki demashme b'chol duchte, the hoch and the vav is a grais. Ki demashme b'chol duchte. And Toshis taka dap tzadik zayin. Were down before, all over, it seems that the kula is not a pot. The kula is a sal. Ein raya misham. So Taisu says, there's also no raya. The mimonev shech. Im ein chelev mefafeya michaticha lechaticha kemoi shepirash nolel. Im kein ein osa ela chaticha shenofla lea chelev. Vashal mutoris. Vim hu mefafei mechaticha lechatichim keim bedinu shekol achatichais mesayais levato. Vlo imrini sheteyosa nevei lo isa chaticha shenofla lechele. Maacher shesoivul ispashet bechol achatichais. Now let us explain what Taisvis is saying here. Taisvis is saying, if we will assume the way the Rabbeinu Ephraim had said, that it's speaking about a basket full of hot pieces of meat, hot chunks of meat, and a kezayis of chela fell, let us say, on the top piece of meat. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim asked, so the top piece of meat became an avail. It was nice and time at the top piece of meat became an avail. So now, in order to be matter the whole sal, you need shishim connected the piece of meat, not the kezayis of chela. So the whole pot should be yosa. So Taisvi says, let's clear a shayla. Let us clear a shayla before we go into the kasha of the Rabbeinu Ephraim. But let us clear a shayla. We're talking about, we have a basket of chunks of meat in chela, fell on the top piece of meat. Now your clearing a shayla will go further. There's no reitev over here. Will it go further? Now, let us just remind ourselves, we had here in the Gemara, there's a memra of Rav. Rav said, Kimin shenosan tam b'chatiche, chatiche atzma nasis nevele, v'yseres kol achatiches kulon. Rav said, Ashtikteire, you have two pieces of meat, and Taisvus had learned pshat, that these two pieces of meat are above the roitev, and the nevele was nice and tam in the shchuta, and it was nice and tam, because everything was above the roitev. And what happened further? So it seems from Taisvus before, listen, if there's no roitev, so we won't go further. That means if everything is above the roitev, so only the shchuta that's next to the nevela became nesa. We say chatich atzma nasas nevela and finished. So now later you're going to mix it up, so now you have two chatiches of isa. But before you mix it up, you only have that chatiche, the chatiche that was next to it, and it didn't go further. So Taisvus says, so if you compare, there it's nevela and shchuta. Now if you're going to compare chaylev and shchuta also the same way, could be chaylev is different, could be chaylev is mefafeya, it'll go all the way down. But if you'll compare chaylev and shchuta to nevela and shchuta, so you can't ask kakasha, the whole sal should be yosa. There's no reitev over here, the way you learn pshat, so the top chatik will be yosa. But you can't ask the whole sal. So, my gosh, the Rabbi Nefraim asked kakasha, the chatik became yosa. You don't have shishim connected to the chatik, but Rabbi Yid, you don't have, it's not traveling from the chatik to the rest of the chatik, since there's no reitev. If you will say it doesn't go further. And if you'll say it does go further, we'll say maybe Chaylev is different, Chaylev is Mefafeya, so it's gonna go, so Taisa says if it's going to go further, so you have a traveling Issa, which eventually there'll be Shishim to be Mevatel the Issa. So why did you stop as soon as it hit this top Chatiche? He said, "Ooh, chaticha nasis nevela, because it was nice and tam in the chaticha. The tam is traveling. And the tam is going from the top chaticha to the second chaticha to the third chaticha. Lemaise, when the tam will finish making its, all its travels, it was nice and tam in all the chatichas, and the shishim keneged the skizayas of chayla, so there's no chaticha nasis nevela." So Taisa says, Mimonivshech, what's your problem? What was the Rabbi Nefraim's problem? The Rabbi Nefraim said that the top chaticha became a nevela, and you don't have shishim connected to the top chaticha. So Taisa asks, Mimonivshech, if it doesn't go further, so you don't need shishim connected to the whole chaticha. The only problem is the top chaticha. You have no other problem whatsoever, because it won't go further. And if it goes further, so you don't have an avela, because you have a traveling issa that it first rested on the kezayis of chila, first rested on the top chatiche, but it's going down. It's traveling and being nispashit in the whole sal. And eventually it becomes nispashit into 60 halakim. So it becomes bottle. So miman nefshech, you don't have a problem. And Taisvah says, and I'll prove to you, you don't have a problem. Midi dahave, atipas cholov shenofla chatiches bosa. What if you have a big chunk of meat that is 60 times the amount of the tipas cholov? You have a drop of milk that falls on a big chunk of meat. So the din is, the chunk of meat is mutter. Because the shishim and the bosa k'dim mevatel the cholov. Taisvus, why is it mutter? But as soon as it hit the top layer of the meat, there wasn't shishim yet. Good. the tipa is traveling. But before it finished its journey, when it hit the top layer of meat, so that top layer became basa b'chola, because it was nice and tam in the top layer. So Taisva says, so there it says that it's muta. It says that the chunk of meat is muta, if the shishim connected the tipa. So let us say that, but the second the tipa hit the basa, so then there was nice and tam in that small amount of basa. So why doesn't that become basa? Why doesn't it become basa b'chola? Is al kocho chais gishpart, but if you have a traveling issa, you wait till it finishes its travels. And then if it was a spashit in basa, that was 60 times the amount of the tipa, so it becomes bottle. So maybe that place was kashi. So be manav sheh. If the chaylev on that fell on the top chaticha doesn't travel, so what's your problem? So the rest of the basa is no contact at all with the top chaticha. And if it does travel, so it's bottle b'shishim. So what's your problem? Chaticha nasa nevel. That is Taisva's kasha. Agabucha, let just like to mention Rabbi Kevega, the Magian, the Taisva Rishminzan, Rabbi Kevega. Rabbi Kevega, we see this on Machloikis, how to learn pshat, the Kula de Bisra, the Kizayis of Chela fell into the Kula de Bisra. What's the Taish Tikula de Bisra? Taisa says it means a pattern. It's cooking and, what's the Taish Tikula de Bisra? The Rabbi Nefraim learns it's a basket. It's a basket with hot pieces of meat. Frekta Bekevega, if it's a basket with hot pieces of meat, the Sugi over there is speaking about, if your mitzarev, the doifnei hakeli, if it was beleya hetta, beleya, it's a whole sugi about the doifnei hakeli. That is the sugi over there. Breta b'kevege, if you have hot pieces of meat in a basket, he says the basket is a full of the meat as a din of a kli rishain, but the doifnei hakeli is ichra a kli sheini. So a kli sheini is not beleya, he asks. So how did you learn pshat the sugya? How did the Rabbi Nefraim learn pshat the sugya? It's speaking about a basket and hot pieces of meat. So how could the doifnei akeli v'chal be beleya tzakli sheini? That's a b'kevegas kasha in the Rabbi Nefraim. Right, this is a zaitik a kasha. I mean, but that's a kasha. Miyu. Lefi ma shepirashti la'el. B'shem Arab Rabbi Lezer Mimit, the Bechaticha Ticha, Ein Shaykh Loima Shetasa Neveila, Ein Raya Misham. So in Mele, there's no Raya from over there. Fine. Now, let us appreciate what Taisva said now. Taisva told us as a Yesod. If you have, let's speak about this Gemara. You have a chunk of meat that is 60 times the amount of a tipas cholov. Now you have this meat is boiling hot, you have hot milk, a tipa of cholov falls on this meat. So you have shisha. So Taisva says, the nice of the Gemara says, it's kosher. It's kosher, you're allowed to eat them because the cholov was bottled by shisha. But Taisva, if the Rabbeinu Ephraim holds, but an issa that eventually is nispashit bekuloi. I don't look at the eventually, you look at basherushan. You look at the first, the before the hispashtis. So you look that when the cholov fell on the piece of meat, before it was nispashit, so then there was nice and time the piece of meat. So let us, for practical purposes, let us say, so the first kizayis of meat became basa b'cholov. First, because I'm giving Moshe Mechola. And the Gemara says that the meat is muta. So, Lachaire, according, if you say that you don't look at what eventually will happen, you look b'shaitoi, that now I have a chaticha bosa b'chola, chaticha nasa nevela. So, Tois is asking Akasha and the Rabbeinu Ephraim, so why are you allowed to eat the meat? It should say, you have to cut off. chelik of the meat. It's a raya. You don't say that. So Taisvi says, but I brought down before Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says that the whole concept of chatiha nas and nevele is not shayach by a chatzi chatiha. And let's explain Rabbi Lezer Mimitz for 1 minute. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz said like this. We're saying it's a shtik nevela. So Rabbi Lezer Mimitz said, if you have 2 pieces of meat, so I can say, let's say the case of Agamar, I have a bosa nevela, bosa shchuta. And the nevela was nice and tam in the shchuta. So I say the shchuta is a shtik nevela. It's a shtik nevela. But Allah has a din of nevela. So, there is pieces of meat which are nevelas. I say this meat, since it's, the nevela was nice and tam, so the whole piece of meat is a shtik nevela. Fine. It's a din of a nevela. But if I have a piece of meat and say that half of the meat is a nevela and the other half is kshere, that's a mifes. A piece of meat, half is a nevela and half is kshere. I mean, you can't have such a thing. So the whole concept of chatiche, nas and nevela was only said by your whole chatiche. It was never said by half a chatiche. That was Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. And Bach Sechmer, I saw Nachle Dvash, that because the whole din, we'll speak about it perhaps more bariches, but the whole concept of chaticha nas nevela, the whole thing, if it gets it in nevela, is that the rabbon of the kedin. So if you could say this whole chaticha is a nevela, but to say the half of the chaticha is nevela, half of the chaticha is not a nevela, Chazal never did this. So mamela, so Taisvi said, so mamela could be, according to Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, my raya is not a raya. Could be that what it's safely is pashit. It doesn't help the situation. You looked pashel rishon before it wasn't his pashit. Some a mele that was the raya from the rabbeinu of raya. The kizayis of chela fell on the first chaticha. So bashel rishon the first chaticha became a shtik nevela. Then later was nispashit in the whole south. But now you have already, that was the benefit, but now the top chatiche is a shtik nevela, so memele, so you don't have shishim kenega the top chatiche. I brought a raya from tipas cholov shenofla la bosa, because there you can only say chatiche nasa nevela and half a chatiche, if you'd say like that. So that I didn't say. But, Samuel Taisa says, according to Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, my raya is no raya. Could be. That's even something that Seifel is Pashet. Even something that Seifel is Pashet, Abba Lamaise, it could be, it makes a Chaticha Nas Nevela, but over there you can't say Chaticha Nas Nevela because it's only a half ishtek. Atkan, this is Pshat Natais. So I'd like to mention for 3 minutes a beautiful kasha from the Prima Godim. And it tells us what I saw in Achle Dvash. So the Prima Godim asks a kasha that the whole concept of this Rabbi Lezer Mimitz is by Chaticha Nas and Nevelas at the Rabbon and the Kedin. So they didn't say that a half a chaticha is a nevela because it's very modern. This is a nevela, this is not a nevela. They didn't do such a thing. This is a sforan and a rabbonon. Hold in chaticha nas nevela. It's really not a nevela. It's a tam of nevela. The chaticha is not a, but it's a rabbon. They gave it a din nevela. So this, the rabbon and the kedin, they only said it's one big chaticha. A half a chaticha to say half is an nevela, half is not available, that they never do. But he says, here we're playing with the raisis over here. That means here we're talking about bosa b'cholov. The cholov fell on the bosa. And before it was nispashit, there's an issa of bosa b'cholov. before this chash is in pasha, there's an issa of basa b'chola. So here we're talking about a daraisa. So if the first layer became also as basa b'chola, we can't make any rabbon and the kikulas over here. It's only a half a chaticha. Rabbi say it's basa b'chola. It's basa b'chola. You can't make any dreidlich over here. So the Prima Godam bribes like Akasha and Taisvus. He doesn't understand Taisvus. He said, Taisvus, how you stung to Rabbi Lazar Mimitz? Rabbi Lazar Mimitz is speaking about Chaticha Nasa and the Veil of the Rabbonim. This is Chaticha Nasa and the Veil of the Arais. So I saw the Nachle Dvash says a beautiful Teretz. The Nachle Dvash says, Gemara says that by Bosom Bacholov Derech Bishel Oscha Torah. I mean that the Torah only asks Bosom Bacholov if it's Derech Bishel. Derech Bishel means that if the Cholov is nice and tam in the Bosom, and the Bosom is nice and tam in the Cholov. That's you cook two things together if you want to have the time of one and the other. That's Derech Bishel. If I'll take a little cholov and cook a lot of basar in it, so there's no issa whatsoever on the basar, because that's not Derech Bishel. The Torah, since the cholov is not capable of being nice in time and the basar, so lamaisa, so there's no issa, and that's why if it's not nice and tam, it's a mutter, because the Torah only asks it basa b'cholov if one is nice and tam and the other. So memela, so he says a beautiful vote. I have here a small amount of cholov and a big chunk of basa. So when you clear a shaila, did the basa become nesar? The basar zikha didn't become nasa because this cholov cannot be nice in time of the basar. I want, lemaisa is going to be nispashit in the whole basar, and it's going to be nispashit in the whole basar, so, and it's not going to be nice in time in the basar. So mamela, so the basar is mutter because the cholov can't be nice in time in the basar. Well, let's clear a shaila if the cholov became basar. The cholov, when the cholov falls on the meat, the cholov gets a tam basar. That's for sure. The cholov is zicha osar als basar b'cholov. The basar is not osar als basar b'cholov because derech bishlo osar teira. And since the cholov is not nice in tam and the basar, so the basar is mutter. But the cholov is osar because the basar is nice in tam and the cholov. The basar is nice in tam and the cholov. So I have over here a piece of mutter dike basa that has in it cholav basa. So that's the din of chetich and nas nevela b'cholav teira kula. That's what we're talking about over here. What's the difference if I have a basa shchut and I have an etam nevela, if I have basa ksheir and I have an etam cholav asure? This is the algemeine din of chetich and nas nevela, which is adrabon and the kedim. So it's very proper, appropriate that Taisvish tells to the Rabbeinu Elazar Mimitz. Now let's go further. Ve'in raya l'Rabbeinu Ephraim mehoda omar ein amedume medame ela lefi cheshbein le'emrine she'asa keil trume. Now this is a Mishnah Masechtas Trumis, and the Mishnah says as follows. That, let us say, what is the mu'a? The mu'a by Trume is that if Trume falls into 99 chalokim of chulin, so the din is that the chulin becomes awesome. So I have over here, I have one dimu'a. I have one dimu'a that is one chalik that's Trume, 99 chalokim that's chulin, that's called nimua. Fine. That's, it's all mixed up. It's also. Now, I take, let's say, a chelik of this nimua. Let's say I'll take an ounce of this nimua. And this will fall into other chulin. Will fall into other chulin. So now, the second chulin, so if I'll say the whole ounce is trume, so now you need 100 chalokim, can I get an ounce? So if the second tarubis has weiter 99 chalokim, 99 ounces of chulin, so it'll be also. The Mishnah says that ein dimue, so what does that mean? So if I'll take an ounce from the first medume, so I say 99% of the ounce is chule. 1% is trume. So now if this will go into a second taruvis, so I don't have 1 ounce of trume. I have, in this ounce, I have 99 chalokim of chulin and 1 chelik of trume. Eina medume medame ella lefi cheshbe. So lachere, this is amir de kerayet to the Rabbein Efraim. That means, when the first ounce of trume fell into 99 ounces of chulin, so it was awesome. So, if you say chaticha atzmanas is nevela, so the whole thing. So now I have 100 ounces of trume, because that's a din chaticha atzmanas is nevela. So now when it falls into, so the whole thing is trume. If you say chaticha atzmanas is nevela, it falls into a second tarubis. So you have 1 ounce of trume that fell into another 99 ounces of chulin. So it should answer. If the Mishnah says, Eina Oysa Lefi Cheshbin, so you see that the ounce of Medume is 99 Chalokim, each ounce is 99 Chalokim of Chulin, and 1 Chalik of Trume. So you don't say Chetichat Manasseh Nebela. So we have a Raya to the Rabbein Ephraim from this Mishnah. That's the Swiss Kashi. Let us say that the whole ounce should become trume, and we should say it's nas and nevela. Yesh lechalek v'dova yovesh ledova anesa al yedei bliya. So Taisi says, no. Let's this whole concept of nas and nevela. That the Rabbeinu Tam said that the whole thing is considered like a chaticha de nevela, means if it's osbeileya, a tam of nevela, then the whole thing becomes nevela. But if you have a taruvis of yovish v'yovish, that you have over here, you have 1 ounce of kernels of trume that got mixed up with 99 ounces of kernels of chulin, so it's not nice in time, it's yovish b'yovish. So there's the hechi teisi, you're not allowed to eat the whole taruvis because it didn't become bottle. Of course, when you don't have meyer. But you don't say that the chulim became trume, because by yovish b'yovish, you won't say such a thing. Period. So there's no ray from that mishnah also. That means that we have to appreciate like this. Teisvis is going through shas now. To figure out this rise to the Rabbein Ephraim, the stiris to Rabbein Ephraim. Well, the perush einichem, hot the omega b'yayim nesach, v'soif meseches abay dezore. Yayin nesach shenofo leboil. Yayin nesach fell into a boil. The Ikalaman the Omar, there's one of the Omar that says, now let's acquaint ourselves with Alochas. Yayin Nesech Asos Min Beminoi Bemashu. Yayin Nesech Asos Min Beminoi Bemashu. Fine. So Memele, Yayin Nesech fell into the boil. Yayin Nesech fell into the boil. The Ikalaman the Omar, Fine, so he had some yayin nesach that fell into the boil. The boil, there's yayin in the boil. There's yayin kosher in the boil. And yayin nesach fell into the boil. So let's hold cheshbon. So the yayin nesach fell into the boil. Now the whole yayin is also. It's also because yayin nesach hasos b'mina b'mashu. Fine. Now the ikal amanda omah. Afilu nofal sham kiten shal mayim lipsay. Now later, after the yayin nesach fell in, a pitcher of water fell in. Now, the pitcher of water is more than the yayin nesach. So I say, salik minoy kemisha einoy. So I forget about the yayin and the boil. And I only handle with the yayin nesach that fell in. The yayin nesach that fell in becomes bottled through the kitzen shamayim, because this is min b'shayne, mina, it becomes bottled. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, and Shudim, the yayin in the boil became chaticha nasa nevela. The whole yayin became osa. You know, the Gemara says, I cheshbin, if I have more mayim than the yayin nesach, so the mayim will be mevatel the yayin nesach, and shalom al Yisrael. But that's very good. If you say the way the Rabbein Ephraim learned, that the holding of a chaticha nasa nevela means that only the iser is also. More than this is not also. That's the Rabbein Ephraim. But if you learn like the Rabbein Tam, if you learn like the Rabbein Tam, that the whole thing becomes a nevela. So here the whole yayin in the boil became yayin nesach. So you poured in a picture of water, a tzudik, you want mevatel all the yayin in the boil. That's the Tosfos Kasha. Yayin nesach shenofel leboil, dike leman dom afilu nofel shom kitin shomayim lebesoi, royin a heta kilo einoi. I say that the heta, forget about the heta, v'shar mayim rabim olav mevatel noisi, the mayim is mevatel the tipois of the yayin nesach. Let's say since the yayin nesach that fell into the yayin in the boil, asked the whole yayin in the boil. So now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, so that the whole yayin in the boil became yayin nesach. So now you have to be mevatel the whole yayin in the boil. And the Gemara says, not like that. The Gemara says, royin ahet akilo einay, the yayin in the boil you forget about. V'shamayim rabbi molav mevatel moise, and the mayim is mevatel the tipish yayin nesach that fell into the boil. Loi omashay nats mishalat nasar isa lechoshiv kilo yayin nesach. V'itzach min amayim tzilavatel kol hayayin. So that lechayr is a raya to the Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's the Tosfos Kasha. Miyu yesh loyma, the awesome Mayrik going shloy, how you shom yayin nesach de litain tam bishalet, or shibaba, blay nesach yede koshu, the kimin lehave lamashu, lamrin echetich atzma nasis nevelike de grishus lael. So Tosfos says, amur de keteret, the whole Rabbeinu Tam, that was the beginning of the Tosfos. The whole Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam Esther Kasha, it says, that you had a chatiche shal nevele, that was nice in tam b'chatiche, that was nice in tam in a chatiche, so chatiche atzmo nasis nevele, chatiche atzmo nasis nevele, now you have two chatiche shal isa, that's the maskanis of the Gemara, according to Rav. But there's a basic, by tam is the kash, why does it have to be nice in tam? What the tzmi b'mini is also b'kosher, so Tosfos had said, "Nehayti gufa mitzre b'kosher, mikol ha'imrine shetas nevela lesser kol acheres, given shi'atzma le'nesra yedei kosher." That means that this should have a din of nevela to us or the others. That stavkif was nice in time. If it wasn't nice in time, even though you're not allowed to eat it, because mi b'mini le'bottle. But it will not ask the others. Zaktois v'soy v'zois, I'll say the same thing over here. I'll say that speaking about the Yayin Nesach that fell into the boil wasn't nice and tam in the boil. It hasid all the Yayin in the boil, because Yayin Nesach hasid mina b'kosho. But it wasn't nice and tam. So memelis of the whole Yayin in the boil did not become Yayin Nesach. So all you have to be mevatel is the Yayin, that's the Yayin Nesach that fell in. So that's what the Gemara says, Salik Minoi Kemisha Einoi, Omayim Rabbi Molom, and the Yayin Nesach, and it's mevatel it. That's what Taisus answers. Umiyu Yesh Loima. Osa Mari Kedoin Shloi Yishom Yayin Yet Nesach, Kedalitin Tam Bishal Heta, Shebebe, Loi Nesach Ali Yedei Kosh, Bekim Lahav, Elamashu, Like I said before, just like I said before, it won't ask, the whole chaticha won't ask if it's not nice in tam. So who adin, you only have to be mevatel the iser and not all the yayin. Avoga, the loy domi, the leelo emrinin alinish le tesser acheiret, aval hi atzmo neseres b'mashu, but there it's neser b'mashu. V'kivin shenesra asura lo'ilom l'man da'oma efshel l'soichtay osa. If you hold efshel l'soichtay osa, we'll explain this soon. And mikol mokim ishloima, v'hi d'shoi b'vay d'zor, afilu nof l'mayim l'soich, yizber efshel l'soichtay muta. He holds efshel l'soichtay muta. And let us just see for 1 minute, the agor marilando, the aleph over here. Afilu nof l'mayim l'soich, yizber efshel l'soichtay muta, perish b'samashu, Yisber the Efshel Seichei Mutter, Kamei Shemat Bezalini Lamina Chaticha Nasa Nevele, Kamei Chayimata Gam Oisei Chaticha. Period. Now let us explain what Taisvis is saying over here. And I'd like to mention, I saw Nachle Dvash, how he explained this, Marilando, which is the Neid Biyude, and he says, Amoyle de Kevot. Yesterday we mentioned this story yesterday. We mentioned the Svara of the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's talk about the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says, Chaticha Nasa Nevela, that the whole Chaticha becomes Nevela. So, L'chaire, we said, L'chaire, this starts with the Lomdis of Tam Ke'ike Behep Heter Nesapach Liyos Isa. That means, let's start from the Aleph Beis. If you have Tam of Bosa Nevela, which will go into Kezayis of potatoes. When you eat a Kezayis of potatoes, you maldish the Tam of the Nevela. So the Aloch is, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you get Malkus. You get Malkus. You get Malkus on potatoes? Yeah. Potatoes that taste like Nevela, if it didn't have Nevela. Heta Nisapach Liyos Issa. So the potatoes are nevela. So ede kesayis of nevela. That is the start of chatich atzmanasa nevela, because if it has a tam of a nevela, so it has a din of a nevela. That's the aleph. Now there's a shaila of efsha l'soichtoi. What's the shaila of efsha l'soichtoi? I have over here, we learned this in the Ram. Rabbi Baba Chone said, I had a chaticha of nevela. Let's speak about the scenario, what we have a machlokes between Rabbi Baba Chone and Rav. We're speaking about, we had 60 pieces of Heta. We have 60 pieces of Heta. And we have a chaticha of nevela. So Rabbi Baba Chone says that you have 60 pieces of Heta. So everything is mitzurif to be mevatel the tamisa. That was Rabbi Baba Chone said. Rabbi Baba Chone said, chaticha shel nevela, ein eisarsa shetitin tam beroite bekipa the chatichas. That means if you have in the whole pot, taking all the ingredients of the pot into consideration, you have 60 connected the chaticha of the nevela, everything becomes mutter. So according to Rabbi Barbachone, he means afilu, let's say first you cook these two pieces, and that piece became also. The piece became also, but now you continue cooking this piece together with all other 59 pieces, so you have 60 pieces, so the tam of an avela will be nispashit, and all 60 pieces are in the roitev, in the keeper, everything will become mutter. That chaticha will also become mutter. That means even though it was nesa once, it's going to become mutter. Rav said, chaticha atzmanasas nevela. No. That was once an nevela already. A nevela never becomes mutter. So chaticha, Rav is saying, even though, when you cook this chaticha together with the 59 pieces, the tam will be nispashit in shishim, and there's no tam anymore in visa, but since this chaticha was once an nevela, it will remain an nevela. That was the machloikes Rav and Rabbi Baba Chonah. Rabbi Baba Chonah said, it ever was an nevela. It was also. It was also before Kozman that had a tam of nevela in it. But you cook it now in the shishim, so it becomes mutter. Before it was also, now it's mutter. Rav said, no, since it became a nevela never becomes mutter. So now it could be there's no tam in it anymore. That's irrelevant. Once it became a nevela, Rav holds, once it became a nevela, it always remains a nevela. That's the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Baba Chone. So in other words, Rav holds Efsha L'Seichtoi is Osa. That means even though the Tam Ha'issa was eventually taken out from this chaticha, now I'm cooking it with shishim, Efsha L'Seichtoi is Osa, even though you took out the tam, and that's the whole reason the chaticha is Osa, is because it has in it a tam of nevela, and I took out the tam, since it once was a nevela, it remains a nevela. That is, Zoktenei de Behuda, that Stavkev was noisin tam, so it became a nevela takev. It became a nevela, it will remain a nevela, even though now the tam came out. But if you have an issa mashu, let's speak about a different case. I heard that the nevela was not noisin tam in the chaticha. A mashu of the nevela went into the chaticha. We'll say, min b'minei loy botel. There, you're not allowed to eat the second chaticha because min b'minei loy botel. But it never became a nevela. So if you'll be soich at the tam, or the tam will now become bottle, then it'll zicha be mutter. Because, so that's what the says. That Taisva says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says, you had wine in a boil, and you had some drops of Yayin Nesach that went into this wine. Now, this wine is awesome. This wine, you're not to drink the wine, because Yayin Nesach is Asas B'mashu, mean B'minir Asas B'mashu. But it wasn't, it's not speaking about that there was no same tam in the Yayin Sheba'boil. This is a small amount of wine. So here I have kosher wine, but I'm not allowed to drink this wine because mixed up in this kosher wine, there's a few drops of Yayin Nesach that will not become bottled. Zoktaisvis, you pour a pitcher of water into the wine, so now this pitcher of water will be mevatel the Yayin Nesach. This is min b'shein eminoi. It'll be mevatel the Yayin Nesach, and you're allowed to drink the whole wine. Because here the wine never became an nevela to begin with. So here we say, Esh Efshel Eseichtei Mutter. That means, by an Iser Mashu. If the Iser is because there's a Mashu inside that doesn't become Mutter, then we say Efshel Eseichtei Mutter. So you got rid of the Mashu, so it's Mutter. Because the Etzem wine was never Osam Mitzad Atzmai. If it was Noisim Tam, So the whole thing became a chesed yisure. So then we say, afilu, the time becomes bottle, remains also. So now let us just see again, Tosfos in the Veinik, and we'll see how, but Tosfos says, Ava gav bloi domi de leelo emrin elinyin shlei teso acheiros, avli yatsmo neseres b'mashu, b'kivin she nesra asura lo ilom, l'man diyo me'efshe l'seich de osa, so l'cheir vi became nesar, so l'cheir it should never become utter. And mikol makim eshloim, adu de shoy b'aboy de zore, af lo anof lo mayin le b'seib, so b'efshe l'seich de mutter. V'ho yamata kemoy kein chetich ha'atzma, zokte Rabbi Marilando, af lo anof lo mayin b'seib, yizba b'efshe l'seich de mutter, peirish, b'isa masha yizba, by an isa mashu, he holds b'efshe l'seich de mutter. The day you don't say became an availer. It doesn't answer. Because it's only a mashu. So pshat is only the tam ha'isr that's inside of it is also. So then it will hold evshel seichtai is mut. Fine. Another gemara. Midakamarosam Novel Hamra de Hetero Begoy Mayo de Isure Benoisintam. Now let us just explain for 1 minute what we're speaking about. We are speaking about that there was Mayo de Isure and Hamra de Teira. What does that mean, Mayo de Isure? A goy was Menasech Mayim Labidizore. So that mayim is also. Fine. Now, I pour wine into this water. So the halach is like this. Kolzman, it tastes like water. So it's also. It's mean b'shein yamid. So kolzman, it tastes like water. So it's also. It's mayim, it's mayim shenis naschul l'fnei abidazorah. If I pour in enough wine that it should taste like yayin, then it becomes motor. Then the mayim becomes motor. That's the law. Now let us see again. Yeah. Midakom ahos anofol chamra de teire, begoy maya di surah. Mutter dike wine fell into osa dike water. Benoy sen tam. So it's osa kozman, it tastes like water. Bechileka noy sen tam, shori. So lechoyre, let's be megashim the Indian. I had 5 ounces of mayim shenisnasach l'nei avodazara. I pour in, let's say, another 2 ounces. I have 7 ounces now of, still tastes like water. I have 7 ounces of water. So now, l'chayr, if you say chaticha nasa nevele, so you have to be mevatel 7 ounces. Not 5 ounces, you have to be mevatel 7 ounces. So Taisva says, in Raila Perusha, so according to the Rabbeinu of Raim, you don't say Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nebele, you only have to be battle the 5 ounces. But according to Taisva's Lachayra, you have to be battle now the 7 ounces, which became Mayim, Shenis Nascho Gabim Mizbech. In Raila Perusha, Dikala Maimid, the Ayrikain Shen Nofal Kolaheta Babasachas. Speaking about not that the wine dripped in. If the wine would drip in slowly, so the wine would also become also. It would become also when Kozman there was nice in Tam Shamayim. So it could be speaking about that the water fell in the Basachas, Shinis Bato Laute Isa, Avim Leinofu Basachas, Rishin Rishin Nase Isa. So then Taka, the Yain also became also. V'nasa nesach, and that became already, became nesach. V'nasa nesach. Lesach aboachal, k'deprishis perkis yada. Fine. Now, so we're more or less, now we went through Shas. Now Tosfos is going to go to a posik in Parshas Matan. Lufi perish Rabbeinu Afrayim, Vada iniche ma shetziva hakosuf lahagil kli midyon. Hashte yoyre gdoyle sheyefshe lahagol besech kli acher heichi mishtarye ein b'mayim samach labatol ha'isa sheyarso magila b'shniya v'lo yamayim harishaynim nasu nevele v'choyzren v'oysren v'lo yamashirina b'yisar atzmanich. Now, this is asking Amir de Kekash. The halacha is, if you have a big pot, now let's learn up the parsha of Kli Midya. We got a big pot. We have a klal that the contents of the pot are not shishim keneged the doifen of the pot. So memela, we don't have shishim. So now I have a treife pot, I have a big pot. I want to kasha the pot. Fine. So I put water in. Let's say the contents of the pot are 40 times connected the daif. Fine. Okay. I cook up, the water is bubbling, gewaldig. Now. So what is this water? So according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the water is 40% water. Let's say 1% is so. From the daifen, let's say the daifen is 1 to 40. So it's not kosher yet. Because, still, you need 60 timabat all the time. But the iser in this pot is diluted. It's not, you don't have kula yisar. You have already, 40 to 1. That's this. I spill out this water. Now we have to realize when I'm kashering the pot, the water which is also goes back into the daifen. The water which is also will go back into the daifen. Now, this water is not pure iser. It's 40 to 1. That means it's 40 heter and 1 chelik iser. I'm going to kasher it again. I kasher it a second time. So now I have again 40, but I have already, the Issa is much smaller. So by the second time, the Issa will be bottled by Shishim, and the pot is Toshim. That is according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Now let's go according to the Rabbeinu Tam. I cooked it the first time, so I say this 40 heter, 1% Issa, so the Chetich HaNas and the Veiler. So the whole water is also, it's not 1% is Issa. The whole thing is also. So now the pot is Baileya, Issa. Issa, it's Issa, the whole water is Issa. I'll kasher it again, I won't accomplish anything. It's Issa, Issa, Issa. So how do you kasher a big pot? So according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's Meiridik. It's kasher two times. Then it's kosher. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Shem Shemayim, that's Taisvus Kasha. One second. Now let us see Taisvus in the Bain. Lefi Perish Rabbeinu Ephraim, Ba'dei Nichem Asher Tziva Kosov Lahagol Kli Midya. Da'ash Di Yoyre Gdoyle Shiyevshe Lahagol Besoich Liyache Heichem Mishtaye. Ha'ein B'mayim Samach Levato Le'isa. There's not B'mayim Samach Levato Le'isa. You'll kasher it again. But if you only mishay in the Issa, so then it's very good. According to Ben Ephraim, the posik is gewaltig. You have a problem with the big pot, you wait till tomorrow. So listen, if you wait till tomorrow, you don't have to kasher it. The Torah says you should kasher it because tomorrow, Eina Bashem is mutter. So if the Torah said you have to kasher the pots, so that means today you kasher the pots. Today you can't kasher the pots. What's that in the posik? That's Taisvus kasher. Bein raya gemurim mikan, nikele meime, bli omre teure la agel al kelem tanim, bisoik li godo, shi babayim shishin te levata li isa. So this is, psa da kashe,
And the Torah is only talking about small parts. Well, where did it say in the Torah if the kasha is big parts? You can cut big parts, you have like a problem. You don't kasha big parts. Because of Rabbeinu Yehuda, nearly lahachme v'dovet even the raya brura. That means you have to be machme like the Rabbeinu. I don't have a raya brura like the Rabbeinu Afrayim. I mean, the posik we can live fine. Now, I'd like to mention two ha'oros. The Magi in the Tosfos HaRosh says the Sefer HaTrumis says on this raya, clears his throat a little bit, and he says, "Chetich nasan nevelas at the rabbon and the kedim. What's your problem?" So, it's a rabbon of the kiddin. We're talking about a pasuk in the Torah. So, so we have one of the two. So, either that's what the Sefer HaTrumah held. So then we have a raya from Tosfos that Tosfos held chatich nas nevelas and a raisa. Mamish, mechudish. I thought of a teretz in Baruch Hashem before I came. I found some sefer says this teretz. There's a mura de ketaz. The taz says, there's a taz in Chaim and Yeredeya. The taz brings down a kasha from the Ran. The Ran asks, just like Chazal answered to blow sefer on Shabbos, Shem Yivrenet al Damas Peshus Arabim, so why didn't they ask a mila on Shabbos also? Well, maybe be Ma'abed Tinik. Right, this is the Ran's kasha. Emfer tetaz, Chazal are not bekoyach to put an iser on something that the Torah said befeirish is mutar. He says, by blowing shofar, the Torah never spoke about Shabbos. So he says, you blow shofar. Chazal gezut Shabbos meblos ni shofar. Why? Zeir Hashem yivrenam. Mila, the Torah says, bayoyim, ashmini bayoyim, afilu b'Shabbos. The Pasuk says you're allowed to make a bris on Shabbos, so Mele Chazal cannot be machmer on something that the Torah was matter. So over here, if the Torah, if we will assume that the Torah said that you can kasha all parts, this pshat and Pasuk, so Mele can kasha all parts, so al kochach, there's no din of chatich, the Torah said, there's no din of chatich and nas and Mele. So the Chazal would never say Chatich Anas in the Beil. So that's the Antoisus Teretz. It said, Beveir is big parts, and Shuldik. It says you cash your parts. It doesn't say big parts. So the minute it doesn't say big parts, so Memele Chazal can say Chatich Anas in the Beil. You won't cash your big parts. That's Pshat Antoisus.